brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
They're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
I think that works, yeah. Right there. Perfect. Just, you know, putting the mic in the perfect position so I can say, welcome to the very exciting VAR
show.
Yeah. Transferred to you right now.
Transferred?
Yeah, signed.
Mm.
On signed. The, here we go.
People, oh, wow. Done. I can say no more. After that, that's it right there.
Yeah.
We are going. Where?
To play for Active FM FC.
Yeah.
The club.
Oh.
I don't know any other CFC. You know those ones, clubs, they're football.
Oh.
Yeah. CF as well.
AFC.
With your hosts.
Mm.
The number 9.
Mm.
3 times VAR Ballon d'Or winner. 4 times Active FM best footballer.
Oh.
The one.
The only.
Best in the world.
He carries on.
DJ. Never forget. Doctor.
Oh.
Stones.
Oh.
And with us here is.
Is VAR's number 10. Because he is outstanding.
Best in assists.
The young player of the season.
Yes, he's
3 years in a row. Even though I've been here for 1 year.
Winning it before you were here.
Yeah. Yes. The hat-trick hero debut. Debut scorer. Hat-trick. That's it. I'm going to stop right there.
The Haaland.
Hat-trick DJ Sticks, you know. Yeah.
Yes. And you are listening.
Mm.
It's one of the greatest shows known to mankind.
Known to mankind.
The V.
A.
R.
Show.
That was such a good intro.
We aced that intro. Do you know what more can we do? Well, there is something though.
What?
We can listen to this jam.
Listen to this hot jam. I think it's going to play like the perfect tune to this intro.
Yeah, it's the remix. I'ma say it one more time, I'm not gonna stop. Hit 'em up, tell 'em it's time we take it global. And more blaze on one day, send the vocals. Been envision my circle inside the oval. Drop the pin, I'm in, it's all logo. Riding with the spirit and I'm making it plain. Couldn't make sense, are we making a change? Got to live in what I know, we making it rain. Holy fire, we making them play. Moses, we chose. Ocean when the water ain't far, we dove in all know we got way all day. Heaven bound and I'm on my way. Ain't no man ain't ever taking my faith. No heart don't come with no flake. I'm down to give it up for Yahweh. Hey, one more time, I'm not gonna stop. I'ma say it one more time, I'm not gonna stop. Get me feeling off, stop and go.
to taste you. Can't stop how we move. Yo, really want the ceiling, I ain't got the knee. Can see the sun, he hold me down, ain't gotta see gravity. That's faith without sight, my angels on sight. The veil that's in spite, I saw, I taste like. Feeling unstoppable. We beat the odds, but you call it improbable. Yes, looking insane, the queens is gonna reign. And do this in vain, we repping that way.
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me and He also created you.
Yeah, we are back.
We are back. Right now.
In your ear.
Oh, here in your ear.
We are here, yes. Here we go. So yes, we are here. Mm-hmm. We are back, mm-hmm. And boy, is there transfer news for you. You know, and I feel like, guys, I feel like I'm a freaking prophet fortune teller right now. You know.
Yes.
First, I said after the Olympics, not the Olympics. That's currently running. I said after the Euros.
You did.
You're going to be seeing a lot of transfers.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be seeing transfers. You know, United is going to do transfers. There's going to be a lot of more transfer news than what was happening back then.
Yeah.
Because back then, I told you, everyone is just going to say, I'm focusing on Euros. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then, our last show, I said within the next 2 weeks,
yes,
something big is going to happen with Varane. It's either we're going to have come to an agreement or sign,
mm-hmm.
or the deal is going to completely go off within like the next week, week and a half. And look where we are. 2 out of 2. I predict Wolves will win the Premier
League. Let's not jump to...
I was about to say my team, but then I realized, you know, there's that thing called the presenter's curse.
Yeah.
Where like a pundit or a radio presenter or somebody tries to predict it, you know?
Yeah.
And it goes completely wrong.
Oh,
know? Like,
okay.
Yeah, so like people said France were going to win the Euros.
Man.
You know? Got taken out by Switzerland.
I said Czech Republic. And they got close.
Yeah, they got close. I hoped England. You know, the one team I knew was going to get far but was not going to win it was the team that won it. I was like, yeah, no, Italy is not going to win it. They're going to come close, probably semi-finals.
Yeah, and the fans are going to be happy. You know,
yeah,
you tried.
Yeah, they tried.
Yeah.
I think this is England's year. This is either England, Germany, or France's year.
Coming home.
You know? This is the Germans' coach's last season.
Yeah.
You know?
Fucking love, yeah. Lovely send-off. Yeah.
But then, you know, boom. It's the dust.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking about a lot of chance for news, boy, do we have the news for you.
Oh, tons of it. Endless.
So the first one is Federico Chiesa is going nowhere. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
He is untouchable.
Yeah. I know that you... You
are hoping to hear.
Yeah. You made drawings of him, you know, wearing your team's shirt. You know, Chelsea fans, you know, you saw him there with the number 14 jersey. But, you know, even City, I imagined.
No, I kind of knew Juventus was not going to sell him.
Yeah.
It would be quite dumb to sell. It would be quite dumb to sell him right now.
It sort of reminds me of the days when Dybala was still hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they kept him.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like... You have a young star talent who right now you can probably sell him for good 60 mil, 30 mil.
Even 80 mil,
you know. I think that's the most you could probably get out of Chiesa right now. And now you could have him for another season.
Oh.
You're going to obviously give him first team football.
Yeah, you have to.
And now, unlike a smaller club, you know, they don't need to even sell him.
No, they don't need
to sell
the money.
They want to win UEFA. they have a player there that can help them in that cause.
Mm-hmm.
So now they are like, they're looking at their thing, okay, we could sell him now, we could get some good money. Or we could sell him later.
Later on.
Yeah, we could sell him later on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't sell him, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
We could have him, and if Ronaldo leaves, we can have him and Dybala playing. Mm-hmm. We can have him and another player playing.
Yeah.
You know?
And still have the chance to win UEFA.
Yeah, and still have the chance to win UEFA.
Very good chance. That boy is crazy.
We don't have to worry about things like our attack.
Yeah.
You know, he could take over from a Ronaldo.
Any position.
And we saw that in the Euros. He was very, very good. They could put him left, they could put him right.
You don't see natural right wings anymore. So like, you know what you have with your Leroy Sané's, you know, a natural left mid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have it a lot with your right midfielders. Most guys cut in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Except for Sancho, obviously. He can do both.
Yeah, and those type of talents are very, very important, especially if they're good.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that can cut in, the ones that don't need to, you know, they're not one-dimensional.
Yeah.
They're not going to stay left. Like, you know, you saw it also a bit last season with I forgot his name now. How could I forget his name? Marcus Rashford.
Oh, yes.
You know, they could play him on the left. They could play him on the right. They could play him in the center.
Beast.
You know? And I feel like, that's going to be a bit like, I really want Haaland in United. But I feel like a player we should be looking at is someone who can also play the three.
Oh.
So we can have the type, I guess Haaland as well, because he's very fast, so which allows him to play as a winger, and he can cut in.
And he's two-footed as well.
And he's two-footed, yeah. And like, oh, no, actually, yeah, I want Haaland, never mind. Because if you look at the Ronaldo era, you know, I think it was Ronaldo, Tevez, and...
He had Nani as well.
No, especially these three, Ronaldo, Tevez, and I think Rooney.
Yeah.
Yes, they could play each other's positions. So what happened now was when you were attacking, they would like at different attacks, they'll be switching. So one moment you find Ronaldo on the left, next moment he's on the right, next moment he's in the center. And it brought this kind of, like it destabilized how the attackers were, the defenders were, because they didn't know who to man mark.
I remember that.
You couldn't say, okay, you man mark Messi, you man mark Ronaldo, because you'll be left open when he starts drifting to the center and Rooney starts going to the left, you know? And that's the nice thing about a Sancho and Rashford combo. You know, you can't say, you need to mark your winger.
He's going to stay there.
You need to mark Sancho. He could just start drifting and then take you out of position.
And someone comes in. Plus, you have your Wan-Bissaka who overlaps.
Yeah.
Your Luke Shaw on the other side.
Who also overlaps.
Deadly.
You know, it's like a player I'd love at Man United would be Bukayo Saka. Because right now, he feels like he can play anyway.
Doing like, everything.
He can do everything. You know, and he'll be a perfect player. But okay, we're going off the topic now.
Yeah, we went off.
So some transfer news for those who've either been living under a rock or who have been under a hard place. You know, they say a rock or a hard place. Don't get that thing still.
That is good.
Jadon Sancho has officially signed to Man United.
He is a Manchester United player.
Yeah, so obviously before it was agreed and everything was done.
Yeah.
But pen to paper wasn't there.
Yeah.
And this week, it was pen to paper, man.
Yeah. You saw pictures, hand to hand, handshake.
Yeah, because I remember they said he did his medical, but he left then. He went to on holiday because obviously he was a part of the Euro squad.
Yeah,
so they were given extended holiday and stuff.
Of course.
And I remember I even told you, you know, like this will either be done after Euros or this will be done after the team viewer deal comes in.
Yeah. You did say that.
And yeah, because it only made sense. You know, you want people to go out there and buy their new kit. You don't want to be having to make an old Sancho kit.
Yeah.
And you want him to be promoted because a lot of people were excited for Sancho, meaning a lot of people would watch him pick up the kit. So even if you might have not been on Twitter to see the new kit and stuff, or on Instagram to see the new kit, and you're following them on YouTube, you know, you'd be able to go on there and be like, oh, Sancho signed. Or even on the news, you're watching Sky Sports.
It was everywhere.
You're listening to us and you want to go see it.
Even on Man United fans' statuses, profile pictures.
Yeah, and that's a seller right there. The thing that was a bit, not really disappointing or saddening, but you're like, oh, you know, ish. you really wanted him to get was the number Jadon Sancho to be number 7. You know, it was his label, JS7. You know, but he obviously got the number 25
because El Metido.
Yeah, and look, you're looking at that, and nobody is really angry at it. I don't think Sancho would be like, oh, but I wanted the number 7, you know?
Yeah.
Because you look at it and you're like, hey, he's going to be here for one more season. You know, he was...
Yeah, just give him...
His contract was extended to one more season. I can wear the 25 for one season, and then next season I'm back.
Yeah.
It's not a train smash.
It's not.
You know?
Just give the man... And he does deserve it.
Yeah, especially for what he did last season. Oh. He was the one that they said he broke the curse, the number 7 curse.
Yeah.
You know, now they need someone like that in Real Madrid.
Because,
yeah, that number, yeah.
Hazard is going to rise one day, guys.
One day.
As soon as he decides to lose weight.
Oh, one day, so one day. Yeah, when the Big Macs go away. Anyway. Jadon Sancho. Now, people wonder why we so big, like, hyped with Sancho, you know? And I was in a conversation with DJ Stixy and one of the producers. And I was like, you guys need to understand, last season, Jadon Sancho had a bad first season and a good second half of the season.
Yeah.
And in that, right, he came out with about 16 assists and 20, I mean, sorry, 16 goals and 20 assists, as well as one DFB, Pokal award, meaning that, like, you know, that the cup, the Dutch cup, I don't know, I'm giving it a nice name, the Dutch cup, you know?
Yeah.
And it was quite cool seeing and he's still young.
That is crazy, though.
And he's still young. He's 21 this year.
You look at the way Dortmund was just playing, like, everyone was scoring. Like, everyone. Like, yeah. Royce, so him bagging 16 goals for himself.
Yeah.
I mean, if you come over here to South Africa, that's
top of the league.
That's a record. That's a record breaking.
Guys, we need to do something about our league. Okay, never mind. Yeah. We're not trying to shoot at that league. We'll have a whole show for that.
We'll have one.
We'll have a whole show.
Soon.
Speaking about CAF, then also another show speaking about just the PSL.
Yeah.
No, we'll have a whole show on that. Focus. We're not going to sidetrack. Try our best.
No.
So, yeah, you know, it's definitely a good talent, you know, an attacking force that United definitely needs.
Mm-hmm. We're excited.
We're very, very excited. And another piece of United news. I'm just getting this all out, you know.
Yeah, just take it out. It's okay.
Varane to United.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the best squad United has ever had since
the Fergie era.
I think it's the best. I'm just looking at it.
Wait, let's go. Goalkeeper.
Jordan Henderson.
Starter.
Jordan Henderson.
Right.
Look, I'm a huge De Gea fan, and I want to see De Gea succeed, right? And
let him go, then.
And I really do, and I'd love him to be the starter. But we have a very young squad that need to start learning how to play together.
Just like the what do you guys call your... Your legends, class of 92.
Yes, like the class of 92. And I think, and look, people will probably go against this and say, no, De Gea is the experience and he's been there for us.
He was in 19, FIFA 18, man.
And I was watching an old video about it, of him saving, you know, saving like some difficult balls to save. And the caption was, he was just a young Spanish kid trying to make it in England. And the saves he was doing was fantastic. It was amazing. You actually get to see why he was once one of the best goalkeeper in the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, 3 saves in a row. Like, saves on the floor, pushes up, save. Then he still saves at the end of the pole. And you're like, flipping hell. This is crazy. But. I think it's just Henderson's turn.
Mm.
I think he will be able to bring more to the table right now.
At this present moment.
And you see how hectic it is, you know? De Gea's first goal is the first team goalkeeper. He goes to watch his son be born.
Yeah.
Right? And then he comes back and he's no more number one.
It's gone.
He's gone. And
that's a huge blow.
And I believe I would put either one of them as my first goalkeeper. But I believe that this problem needs to be solved.
Now.
Because what's going to happen is that it's going to crush both goalkeepers at the end of the day. Because as soon as a mistake happens, you know, they then pan to the other goalkeeper. As soon as a great save happens, they pan to the other goalkeeper. So now it brings unnecessary pressure to both keepers.
Yeah, then it's a competition.
Yeah, and I believe we can just make more money from De Gea than trying to sell Dean Henderson. You could make a nice 20, 30 million of De Gea than selling Henderson.
Yeah.
You know, and let's just do it. You know, we have another person who could play second keeper. But we're going off the topic. So I'd have De Gea at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Maguire, Varane.
Of course.
Maguire, of course.
Oh, my word. You guys are ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw, Wan-Bissaka.
Come on. Who else?
Midfield.
Okay, let's go.
If we don't get a CDM, I'd play.
What formation is this?
The same one we're using.
Okay.
So I'd play Pogba and Van de Beek. I know Van de Beek is not a CDM, but last season I was watching him and he can play box to box, okay. You know. And it wouldn't really be a big bother that we don't get a CDM.
Yeah.
Because we have a very solid two at the back.
Yeah.
Very, very solid two. Then obviously I'll play Bruno, Sancho, and then what's his name? Bruno Sancho. Rashford. I keep forgetting his name, Rashford. Then I'd play Greenwood in the front.
What are you saying?
I know. It sounds...
How dare you exclude the man who scored the first goal when the fans came back?
And then, you see, now that's the reason
El
why.
Matador.
Because now, when the fans come back, it might be a different ball game for Greenwood.
But Greenwood is too young.
And you see, if I bring Greenwood in second half.
Yeah.
Now what if we're in a position whereby it's still 0-0? So I'm not going to want to take off. I wouldn't want to take off.
Yeah.
Cavani for Greenwood.
So just start him in the cup games then.
No, but you see, the thing is, Cavani is there for 1 year. You want to expose him as much as you can.
But
now,
you
want
to maximize Cavani.
Yeah, so you could bring him second half. You could bring him in the 30th minute. You could bring him whenever you want. That's the advantage of having him on the bench. Look, some games, bigger games, I'll start Cavani over. Like we're playing City. We're playing Chelsea. We're playing, I was about to say Tottenham. About to say Arsenal. Damn.
Leeds.
Playing Leeds.
Leeds, what?
You know, I'd put Cavani first.
Crazy, yeah.
Playing Liverpool, I'd put Cavani first.
Mm.
But as soon as we play smaller teams, I'll start off Greenwood.
So that's Tottenham.
So, yeah, against Tottenham, I'll start off Greenwood. Okay. And then I'll bring in Cavani if nothing's happening. Or I'll bring in Cavani anyway, second half.
And maybe Twanzebe, like, just, you know.
Twanzebe left.
When the game is... Or did he leave?
Yeah, he left the club. He's now, I think, on loan to...
Newcastle. Is it Newcastle?
No, I'll give you the team's name, Bayern Leverkusen.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Moving on. So now, other news that isn't Man United. Chelsea is interested in... Chelsea is interested. What's happening to my English right now? I have no clue what's happening to my English. Chelsea is interested.
Yeah.
In Jules Koundé.
Oh. Oh.
And they might be looking at giving. I keep forgetting the players' names. Zuma as a swap deal.
Yeah. To Sevilla.
To Sevilla.
I feel like Sevilla is doing a lot of swap deals.
Yeah.
What's his name? Eric Lamela is there now.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, in a way, it's quite good, especially with the type of players they're getting.
Mm.
You know, because then it allows for...
Why is Thomas Tuchel strengthening his defense? Is he crazy?
No, he does. You know, the one of...
That's to kill us.
One of the... They had a good defense last season, but it could be better. And that's the thing at the end of the day.
And
it always can just be better.
You guys were also involved in the whole Koundé thing. But I think now because you got Varane, you're going to step back a little bit.
Yeah, Koundé was always, I guess, the second option. He was always the second option. You want a Varane in. Like, just for an example to see, like, why you want a player like Varane in rather than a Koundé or a Lindelof is you look at our Europa League finals.
Mm.
On paper, that should have been an easy win.
Easy.
But the problem is, even though we have a lot of good players, Bruno is brilliant. But in big games like that, they go quiet.
They shrink.
They go quiet. And that's because they don't have the experience winning.
Yeah.
They don't have that experience.
Mm.
You know, they that don't have true. That experience in playing in these huge games.
That is true. That is so
you know,
true.
Bruno in Sporting, they never made it far in these European competitions.
Both of them. Mm.
You know, Kunde in Sevilla. I think they won the Europa. Yeah, they won the Europa last season.
Was he there?
The season before last. I don't know if he was then. I don't know if he was starting.
Mm.
But you see, now you look at Varane, World Cup, four UEFAs.
Come on.
A couple of Copa del Rey, a couple of La Ligas.
His greatest achievement was to play with Sergio Ramos.
Yeah. And I guess one of the saddest things, and this is still on the transfer thing, one of the saddest things is now on Madrid. They lost their two
main
center backs.
Main.
In one transfer window.
One.
And I don't think they wanted to lose. Wanted to lose Varane.
No.
You know, I don't think they would want to lose. Sancho, Sergio Ramos.
Yeah.
But you know the situation they're in financially.
Mm-hmm.
The deals they wanted, they couldn't offer them.
Yeah.
And you know it was a thing of at least with Varane, let's make money.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's make money. You know, at least let's make money.
Yeah. Before he leaves on a free.
Yeah, and it's something similar that United is facing with Pogba, you know. And a question was asked to me, do I think Pogba is going to leave on a free next season? I highly doubt it. I wouldn't be shocked though, seeing sometimes how United handle their transfers. I wouldn't be shocked. You know, they're almost as bad as Barcelona. Hey, you guys had Coutinho facing against y'all. Who the hell allows a team you loan a player to play that player against y'all?
You know what?
You know, it's never mind. You know,
yeah, no,
we should have brought that up last week.
Let's leave it.
Mm. But, you know, I think what's going to happen is they're going to try. And, you know, going in towards the last week of the transfer, which is the week of the 31st of August, they're going to look and say, okay, we're getting nowhere with this.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to stay. Okay, PSG, how much are you willing to offer? This is how much you want. Are you willing to pay this amount? Okay, cool. You're 5 million short. It's better than having nothing next year. Or maybe even just the week before the last week.
Yeah.
So that they can get him and probably replace him. Because like, okay, we've gotten 60 mil for him. We've gotten 68 million for him. Let's add an extra 10 million. And we can probably get Camavinga and someone else.
Mm. Solid.
Solid. That's how a good transfer would go. Now, United can shock us and be like, no, we want 68 more. Oh, no, we want 70 more. No, we can give you 68 more. No, we want 70 more. Transfer window closes.
But
winter comes, are you ready to give us 79? Because you know, obviously play well. Are you ready to give us 80 more? We can give you 70 more now. Nope. Then we end up living on a free. But another thing I could see that happening, though, is if we don't, and I think this is what United might go for. We're not going to sign him this window. He's not going to extend his contract. So obviously we're playing on his last year. But he can always just sign his contract. He doesn't have to wait for a window to just sign his contract.
Mm.
He can do it whenever. So I think what they're going to be hoping for is that he sees the project that's happening there.
Yeah.
And he's willing to take a lesser, like a, still a pay raise to what he's getting, but lesser than what he's wanting. Because there's now potential of him winning silverware.
Finally.
You know, outside of the Carabao Cup or whatever. You know, he can actually be a contender for the UEFA, actually be a contender for the league. And I think those are the things that are going to make him like, okay, let me sign this. That's what they're hoping for. But it's also a mile. And I think towards the end of the what they will call the winter transfer, and to us it's summer, so to them it's winter.
Yeah.
I think they should be like, okay, towards the end of that one, say, okay, PSG, we're willing to sell. We're willing to sell.
Take him.
Take him. Because now we're going to be working at a loss here. And it's a similar thing to with Varane, you know. They were like, we're not willing to give you the contract you want. Okay, we'd rather just sell you than you leaving on a free. Because he wants a new challenge.
Yeah.
And if you want to keep him, you have to give him a lot of money.
Which is not cool.
Yep.
Mm. Just take him out and start from the back. Done.
Yeah, you know. But obviously, we don't. It's not like a happy situation, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want. We don't,
Who
you
wants
know,
to lose Pogba?
We want to have both. Why can't we have both? Is the question, you know. Yeah. And some more news. Arsenal is lining up a couple of players that they're wanting to get.
Let's go. You know, I've been
first
warning
one
people.
Is Ben White in defense. They were looking to get him for over 50 mil. You know, same price as Varane, I'm just saying. daylight robbery, if you ask me. I don't think Ben White is as good as Varane.
No, Varane.
Look at the accomplishments.
The thing is, would Varane want to come to Arsenal? That's the thing.
Yeah, no wonder you're paying 50 mil. They're looking at getting James Maddison.
Hey.
This is going to be looking at around 70 mil.
Oh, my word, no.
As well as probably putting Tommy Abraham on the line for Leicester City. You know, which will also help Leicester City with their current attacking problems we spoke about in 2-3 shows back.
Mm.
They're looking at getting Martin Odegaard either on an extended loan or on a permanent deal.
I did not see that guy at all.
They're also wanting to get Inter Milan striker Lautaro Martinez.
Mm.
And then for me, the weirdest signing they were looking to get was Aaron Ramsdale from Sheffield United, the Sheffield United keeper of last season. Now, you probably ask me, why?
Why?
What position was Sheffield last season?
20. Why?
How many goals did they concede? He had the highest amount of goals conceded in the league.
Mm.
So what are you saying? No, give him better defenders, he will do better.
Yes.
You know, and I guess like you get rid of the other Martinez, you know, the Martinez that went to
the best goalkeeper you've had West in Ham. Years since Czech.
You get rid of him, saying Leno is better, we don't need him, we don't want to have this problem of two keepers who can probably play first team. So you get rid of one, like, okay, we can get good money for him.
Mm.
The other one, now you're saying, you know, you're doubting, and then the other one has won the what you call it Copa America with Argentina,
yeah,
and you're like, but, yeah. But,
you know,
but, and I guess that comes to our main topic of the show. And I know the other one was quite long because, you know, it's transfers.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Arsenal FC.
The Gunners have not been gunning for anything this past season.
This past season.
You know, I don't know. I'm keep on forgetting names. Aubameyang went from. Who's a great center striker? He went from a Lewandowski.
Yeah.
He signed the things, as they said.
Yes.
You know, signed the contract. And went to Aubameyang last season. Like, I don't know anything. Like, he just failed to find the back of the net. At one point, Lacazette became a more stable striker than Aubameyang.
I don't know what happened with him. You know, there was so much speculation of him leaving. You know, he was hot.
Yeah, you know, some big teams hot. Wanted him because...
Yeah.
Aubameyang is a good striker.
Yeah.
He signed his contract.
We know
and
this.
Nobody understood what happened.
No one wants him.
Nobody understood what happened, you know? And I looked at an article that was written in 2012.
Yeah.
And it basically said the problem with Arsenal that season.
So that's 2012 season.
Yes, this is January 2012. So this would be the 2011 season. So
that's 9 years ago.
Yeah.
9-10 years ago.
And the scary thing, so this thing was an article by Bleach Report, so BR Football.
Okay.
Yeah, Bleach Report. And the scary thing is how accurate it was to current Arsenal.
So the article applies to now.
Yes.
The Arsenal we have now.
Yes.
What?
So the first one was, the first point they gave was no pace in the passing game.
Mm.
And if you look, they have fast wingers. So they have if Aubameyang is playing more on a wing role, he's fast. If they're playing Lacazette, he's fast. Whoever they play in their wing, Pepe is fast, right? But their passing game itself is slow.
Yeah, they play slow. Arsenal play slow.
Very slow.
Arsenal play
in
slow.
A very pacey league. So they get overrun very fast.
Against Leeds, like
you know? It says that the Gunners use usually fluid attack has become static and sluggish. This has made Arsenal too easy to defend, and in several redundant numbers of chances for the other team to be able to create chances. Because now what happens is the team goes to attack. There's too many passes, too slow, happening in the other team's half. They get the ball. They're gone.
Do something.
They're able to do something.
Yeah.
A lack of movement in the midfield and forward areas. Now, this goes back to what we're talking about and especially in the forward areas, with what we're talking about with Aubameyang.
Aubameyang.
You know, just not having the ability to get the ball in.
I don't know.
You know? And who's a memorable midfielder you can remember in Arsenal last season?
Last season?
Yeah.
I have no one.
If there was one that you could say, you know, he stood out big time.
Nothing. I have nothing.
You know, and there was the player that they got back from Real Madrid on loan. How can I forget his name?
That's Odegaard, I think.
Though they got Odegaard and there was someone else they brought back from loan.
Oh, yeah, Ceballos.
And Ceballos. The season before, he was good. This season, there was just like the midfield felt stale.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Odegaard brought a bit of like energy into it, but the overall midfield was stale. Mm. Indecision on defense.
That's been a curse. We've seen the likes of Mustafi.
Yeah. And now, you know, they brought in Gabriel.
Yeah.
He was quite a good signing. I kind of liked him. I put him on my fantasy football biggest mistake. But the problem is, like how Maguire was good, a good defender, but if you pay him up badly, you know, now you're having a defender. Instead of playing the best football they can, they're needing to play two types of games.
Yeah.
They need to play as if they were two different defenders to cover up the mistakes of the other defender.
Yeah.
And that was in David Luiz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was in people like, even what's his name? There's that fancy one that they have. I kind of even like him. I forgot his name, right? But him himself, good defender season before this season, Bellerin.
Oh, yes.
This season, he was, I think their best defender was Tierney.
Yeah, yes. That was him.
You know, and
Tierney.
And that was quite, it's quite bad when your best defender is not even in the center. Meaning that they can walk into the center to score.
Yeah.
You know? Their right back, bad. A culture of complacency. And as you could see, too many times their head was down.
Yeah.
Too many times they could not. Their head is down and it's nil-nil. Too many times they're playing a weaker side. And you can see it in their football. They're not attacking.
They're not urgent.
Nothing. They're playing Brighton as if they think that they're playing a League Two side. United against Brighton, we played hard until we could relax. City, I love seeing this in Liverpool.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, they're gonna play you as hard as they can until they can be comfortable. They probably see they'll score a goal, then they'll play a bit more defensively. Or they'll try. City is worse at this. City will score three goals before they start relaxing. You know?
Pep. Mm.
They play a Fabregas system without CS Fabregas. Now, see, this was the scary part for me.
Mm.
This is 2012, right?
Anyone
this is
there?
Years after Fabregas.
Yeah.
Years. And they're still playing as if they have that central playmaker.
Yeah.
That can control the entire game.
Mm. Mm. So like your Bruno, your Messi.
Yeah.
But there's... What? That is insane.
And that is a big, big problem. Because this brings me to the last problem I see. They do not like change. They're not bringing in change.
Yeah.
And I really hope, you know, because I see they never sacked Arteta. I really hope, and I see as we went through the list of people they're wanting to buy, it looks like they want to bring big, big change into the club.
Yeah, he's looking at something.
And I really hope he changes the system that's in Arsenal. It's really looking like Tottenham right now. You know, I like one thing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer does. I like this, the thing Pep does. I like what Klopp is doing in Liverpool. And there is no complacency in those teams because your spot is not definite.
Never. Never was, never is.
If you could bench Rashford, he could bench anyone.
Yeah.
He can bench anyone.
Pep barely played Sergio.
Yeah.
Last season. Barely.
You know, you look at the season before last. You look at...
Oh, yes.
You look at the new signing. There's that new defender that Liverpool bought in. You know? Massive guy.
Yeah.
So now your Joe Matip has to perform well. Gomez has to perform well in training. Because right now, I'd play that guy and Van Dijk as my two centre-backs. They're big and they're good.
Yeah. Very good.
You know, and if you want to know what we're talking about, go look at our previous shows because we have to wrap things up.
Yeah.
That so we are ending.
Come. Yeah, we are. We're ending.
It's the end.
Ending the show. What? Don't cry.
I'll be back next week for you.
Yeah. We're here next week.
From us.
To you.
Signing out.
As he steals my intro. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Twitter and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Y'all don't know how it is. Like, I ain't met to my dreams. I ain't met to my dreams, yeah. But best thing we know me before. No say I know they too worry for myself, oh. Best thing we know me before. No say na baba they provide with faith. But they control on me, oh, she made you. Me, oh, she made you. With faith that they control on me, oh, she made you. Me, oh, she made you. So brother, make you hold on, hold on. Make you know the loose guy, loose guy. Make you just a trust God, trust God. Then my God go come through, come through. My brother, life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. The life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah. Life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. As a life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah.
Are you there? For you, not only late is the life for you. He will fight for you. It's not what you do, but it's how he can move through you. It's not what you do, but it's how he can live through you. Life is easy, you know, with your kiss easy. There's only one kingdom that can come and kick you the keys. Tasting, you shall see how it's supposed to be. You know, with your kiss easy. Hey,
my brother, life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. I said life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah. Life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. I said life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah.
Are you there? Yeah.